You know that one person who always insists on snapping a last-minute family photo, usually when everyone's half out the door or mid-eye roll? In fact, these sorts of people are probably in their element this time of year, snapping pics of every present being opened, the clinking of every celebratory drink. It can be a little annoying in the moment, but it turns out they might actually be onto something. Research suggests that taking photos, especially for older adults, can be surprisingly powerful. It's not just about capturing memories, it's about boosting mental well-being, improving overall health, and reconnecting with the world around you. Because when you stop to take a photo, you're really doing more than just clicking a button. You're slowing down, you're paying attention, you're noticing the beauty in the everyday. Well, Dr. Tricia King is a senior lecturer in photography at the University of the Sunshine Coast. Tricia, what is picking up a camera doing for us, especially later in life?
Morning, Tegan. Well, photography is really a perfect activity of all ages, but particularly for older people, because as you say, it forces us to slow down, to celebrate the small moments. And look, we know as we get older, there's a higher chance of isolation, depression, and decrease in movement and engagement. And photography can really work towards supporting an overall increase in quality of life through that mindfulness and through that everydayness of activity, allowing us to really see and celebrate the smaller moments and look at our whole world through a different lens and a different way of seeing.
A different lens, quite literally. What kind of things are you seeing people benefiting from most when they're taking these photos?
We're finding that, you know, photographs are really allowing that social connection between people. So it allows us, photographs are really there to be talked to. And so by creating photographs, we're finding a lot of people are really connecting socially, connecting to their place and being able to really explore things a whole bunch differently in the world.
So it's the taking of the photo, that's lovely, but then you're saying connecting through looking at photographs. I know for myself, my phone camera roll is like got thousands of photos in it and I never sit down and look at them again. I'm just taking the photo. How do we make sure we do both parts of this practice?
Well, really, when you're thinking about the older cohort of people, particularly, we are from the generation where we used film, and that was our photo creating practice. And so film was, as you might recall, quite expensive in the day. And so we would only take photographs of the most important moments of life, and they were really quite special. We have the ability now to take photos, as you say, of absolutely everything. But I think with the older generation, there is a lot more of a curation of photographs and a lot more of display of photographs. And that's one thing that I think people every day should make sure to print out their photographs and display their photographs, because it really is about curating and selecting and then talking to photographs as well. And I noticed this when I was working particularly in residential aged care, that people take photographs throughout their entire life's journey. And so they would put photographs up on their wall as a way of connecting with other people. So it's really important, as you say, the act of slowing down and creating one as well, but making sure that we're pulling them off that camera roll, we're sharing them, whether it be in photography groups, whether it be when your relatives come over, or whether it be if you're in residential aged care, showing something on your camera phone to your nurse when they come into the room as well. And having that ability to talk to your images, and that's the way you really share your identity and you share your thoughts and you share your individuality, is by, you know, sharing your images and your thoughts about them.
And it's not just about people taking family photos, although that's a huge part of it. You also have observed that doing photography is a reason to get out of the house. It becomes an event.
That's exactly right. And we've had a lot of people. So we have recently started running photo walks where we're taking out groups of people, both in residential aged care and people living in community. And my proudest moment was when I turned around and I saw one gentleman photographing a weathered sticker on the side of an industrial bin behind a shopping complex, and another person leaning down and looking down the drain because they saw something really bright and shiny. So it really, it's not a about birthdays and big moments. It's about looking at the way that shadows fall. It's looking at tire tracks in the mud. And honestly, there's something special about noticing those small moments that hundreds of people walk past every day. You feel kind of special because you're the person who stopped and really paid attention to it as well. So, yeah, I think thinking about the different ways of connecting with life and thinking about these smaller moments that are really beautiful. It doesn't have to be all showy. It's quite nice small moments to look at.
Dr. Tricia King is a senior lecturer in photography at the University of the Sunshine Coast.
It's easier than ever to hear your favourite local and national ABC radio stations live and on demand on the ABC Listen app.